incredible service gives support and strength to family. A family has praised the help and care that was given, which allows 76-year-old Mary Woods to die peacefully at home, surrounded by those she loved. Mary Woods, 76, had been in hospital twice before Christmas, and when her health deteriorated acutely some months later, her family didn't want her going back there, with Mary far more comfortable, settled and happy at home. Following a referral from her GP, Mary instead had help at home from Kent Community Health Foundation Trust's Home First Service, which her daughter, Karen Carter Woods, has described as brilliant and providing exceptional care. Registered nurse and midwife Karen, who works in patient safety and risk in East Grinstead, said, "I wish to extend my personal thanks to your urgent care team. My mother passed away at home and had two visits from the team, all of whom were exceptionally professional and caring. With advanced Alzheimer's dementia and following two strokes at the end of 2019, my mum, following an acute deterioration, was visited at home by a doctor and a nurse. They reviewed her, took bloods and administered fluids and antibiotics with a plan for review in 48 hours. It was my opinion that she was at the end of her life and they respected that, with the doctor providing a prescription for antibiotics and end-of-life drugs to keep her out of pain. 2 days later, another doctor and a nurse visited Mary to review the situation. Karen said, the doctor agreed that Mum was very much nearing the end of her life and gave his advice around what to expect. The following day, Mum passed away peacefully. My dad and I were with her throughout, and two more staff came out to certify the death. Despite all my years in the NHS, I did not even know there was such a service. They were absolutely incredible and were the single factor that gave us the support and strength that helped us to keep my mum out of hospital and at home with her for the last few days. This is what she would have wanted, and so did we as a family. Mary, originally from Ireland, left behind husband Patrick, 78, her daughter Karen and her son Sean, along with her two grandchildren, Siobhan and Kieran. Home First Head of Service Anna Kitchingham said, the family used our rapid response service and our home treatment service, and this demonstrates just how well our services work together. It's lovely to receive this feedback. Meet the innovators. In this special edition of Community Health, we find out about some of the innovative ways KCHFT teams have adapted to continue to provide high-quality healthcare during COVID-19. Coronavirus changed the way we do things. Continuing to see some patients virtually could be the way ahead for our speech and language therapists, as this way of working has seen results. Virtual sessions mean no travelling time, which results in therapists having the capacity to offer more frequent appointments. This is something that has worked well for patients with Parkinson's disease, where frequent virtual sessions have been used for some time in other parts of the country. Speech and language therapist Michaela Piper, based at Canterbury Health Centre, said, before COVID-19, we were seeing pretty much all of our patients face-to-face in their homes, at clinics, in our community hospitals and in care homes. In March, April and May, we were seeing 95% on the phone, on digital platforms such as Skype, WhatsApp and Akirks. We had to completely change how we do things. We will need to do a mixture of virtual and face-to-face going forward. As well as coming to us with communication problems, we also have patients who have difficulties swallowing. Sometimes we do hands-on assessments to feel a person swallow, and obviously this is not possible virtually. We also do a motor assessment and look at the muscles used to swallow. During the past few months, team members had to ask patients to hold a torch in their mouth so they could see what was going on, or to ask someone they are living with to help with this. Michaela said, some patients manage really well virtually, and this might help in the future for those who struggle to get to a clinic or where there are challenges finding enough clinic space. Trudy France, Head of Adult Speech and Language Therapy and Clinical Nutrition and Dietetics, added, while virtual therapy will not be appropriate in all situations, it has given us a new string to our bow. We are also all reducing our impact on the environment by travelling far less. Embracing change for the benefit of patients. Looked after children's nurse Margaret Groves admits she has always struggled with technology, but knew she had to embrace it when face-to-face appointments were cancelled. She explains, I had been contacting one of my patients, a 12-year-old boy, via the phone, but I found this wasn't working. I use non-verbal communication in showing the child I'm listening and showing empathy. Speaking on the phone did not allow for this. Margaret is the first to admit she struggles to understand and use technology, but despite this she knew she had to give video calling a go. She said, I was surprised how easy it was to video call my patient, and our first call was enlightening. He enjoyed showing me his room, not a requirement of the assessment, but he was keen to do so. I was shown his homework and his recent Lego builds. This built a free and easy platform for discussion. The assessment then progressed with him involved. I felt at the end of the video call a sense of satisfaction that I had completed a full and thorough assessment with a young boy who appeared fully engaged. He made sure his voice was heard. Providing flexibility for patients. When face-to-face appointments had to switch to virtual, our cardiac rehab counsellors were already in a good position to make the change. The counsellors had started using Skype for Business for patient sessions just a short time before the UK lockdown, wanting to provide flexibility for those who find it difficult to get to clinic appointments. The team was already aware that virtual appointments were helpful for many, including those who were recovering after heart surgery or ill health, shift workers and parents with childcare responsibilities. Cardiac Rehabilitation Service Counsellor Suzanne Wally said, we were quite familiar with the process by the time we were compelled to work from home. Occasionally, a patient might have difficulty getting on for the first time, but we usually call them the first time to help them through the procedure, and from then on, most patients find it quite straightforward. During lockdown, we preferred Skype to phone, as it's the closest we can get to actually being in the room with someone. The cardiac rehab counsellors wanted to give patients the best possible service and so signed up for a counselling course online run by the British Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy and the Open University. The service, which covers Thanet, Shepway, Ashford, Dover and Deal and Canterbury, is usually based at St Augustine's in Westgate-on-Sea and at Trinity House in Ashford. During lockdown, counsellors have been home-based. Help without having to visit a clinic. During the COVID-19 pandemic, sexual health clinics have been offering patients help and advice over the phone, as well as inviting them to send photos of their rashes, sores, bumps or lumps to help with assessments. Normally, most patients would turn up at a clinic and simply walk in without an appointment, but KCHFT has been running its sexual health service differently since the end of March, with this resulting in benefits for both patients and colleagues. Some of the changes could stay post-COVID if long-term improvements are seen, with the service continually analysing the data and adapting how it does things accordingly. Probably the biggest change patients will have seen is that they are now asked to phone a clinic rather than just walking in without an appointment. Stephen Grice, head of KCHFT's Sexual Health Service, said, "During lockdown we didn't close the service. It carried on, as people were still having sex and still needed contraception. But we introduced a new triage system. Patients phone a central team and are given an appointment slot. A clinician then phones and carries out a full consultation. The patient is then invited in for an examination or issued a prescription if necessary." Stephen said, "Before, with the walk-in system, we would often have people turn up from 7:30 a.m. hoping to be seen quickly when we opened at 8. But because everyone else had the same idea, sometimes they would have to wait for up to 3 hours. This new system is better for patients, with average wait times for a callback in April and May being 25 minutes. This has recently gone up to 40 minutes, as we've had a very busy period, but we're hoping this is just a blip, a bit like when hairdressers reopened and there was a sudden rush. At the start of the lockdown, the service, which covers East Kent and Medway, partnered with a pharmacy chain, so electronic prescriptions could be sent to pharmacies rather than people having to collect a prescription from a clinic. The latest change in the service is the introduction of a digital image clinic, which is being trialled. You can send in images of a problem area and a clinician will call to discuss the issue. Stephen said, "Patients think this is good. They can have a consultation from the comfort and privacy of their own home. They can pop over a picture during their lunch break and often we can diagnose from that. It's the way forward, easy and convenient. Our sexual health service has been working a little differently during the past few months. Already a team keen to embrace new ways of working with patients, the service knew it needed to make sure it could still provide an excellent service, no matter what, as Stephen Brown and Mike Sutton explained. What do you do when you want to make sure your patients are receiving the best care you can give, but you cannot see them face to face? That was the dilemma facing our sexual health service when the COVID-19 outbreak began. It switched many face-to-face appointments to online virtual consultations to make sure people who needed support and advice were still able to access it. This included Stephen Brown and Mike Sutton. They go to the Gates Sexual Health Clinic in Canterbury for regular sexual health screening and appointments, and as participants of a clinical research trial with Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust called the PrEP Impact Project. However, due to coronavirus and the nationwide lockdown, they were unable to continue having their tests at the gate, so instead used the online sexual health clinic. Stephen, a retired teacher from Faversham, was really impressed with how easy to use and quick the service was. It was really interesting because usually we use the gate as our preferred clinic to have our sexual health screening face to face, but because COVID came about, we were offered the online sexual health clinic as an alternative. It was easy to register online and answer the questions the same as if you were in person at the clinic. Then they send you a kit through the post and you can do the testing yourself using the swabs and finger blood tests. Seal it up and pop it in the post. We had our results within a few days and then were able to have our phone consultation with Dr. Tung as part of our prep appointments. Mike, a keen cyclist and retired lecturer in horticulture, added, "Accessing a service from home was brand new to us. We usually go in person, but from our point of view, it's the way forward. It was easy and convenient. As we're taking part in the PrEP Impact Trial, it is important that we can continue face-to-face or phone contact with our doctor, but if I just wanted the routine sexual health checks, the online sexual health clinic and home test are the way forward." The Impact Trial is nationwide research into a drug that helps reduce the risk of being diagnosed with HIV. Stephen said, "We were invited to go onto the PrEP programme and have been on it for 2 years as a preventative measure. It's good that it's not only a treatment for HIV now, but can be used to prevent it. Life has changed since the death sentence of HIV in the 1980s, thanks to the scientific developments in medicine. PrEP becoming more widely available is going to be a tremendous achievement." What is PrEP? PrEP is part of a HIV prevention package, which includes medication, regular testing and condom use. Its aim is to reduce HIV transmissions to zero. Nationally, HIV transmission across the country has reduced, believed to be because PrEP has become more widely available as part of this trial. Using research to eliminate HIV transmission. Researchers involved a drug trial that helps reduce the risk of being diagnosed with HIV are hoping for positive results when it comes to an end later this year. Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust is playing its role in supporting the national trial with 128 people involved across the county. There are among 26,000 nationwide. Dr. Mun Yi Tung has been leading the PrEP Impact Trial at the Trust since it first started in October 2017. It has been running out of the Clover Street Sexual Health Clinic in Chatham and the Gate Sexual Health Clinic in Canterbury. Dr. Tung explained, "As soon as I saw this trial was to become available, our team knew KCHFT had to be involved. Our sexual health service is always keen to be at the forefront in research, and this trial is really important in helping decide the future of PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis, and the fight against HIV. HIV is a disease that does not discriminate, so it was really essential that we recruited a variety of people to the Impact Trial. We managed to recruit 128 people from across Kent to take part since 2017, including men who have sex with men, transgender individuals and heterosexual men and women." Dr. Tung continued, "The success of this trial is important as it means we will be able to know the most effective and efficient way to share the PrEP drug to make sure it can help to reduce the transmission of HIV and ultimately save a lot of lives. The 3-year project is looking at how the PrEP medication could be made more widely available. This would help more people to reduce their risk of contracting HIV, and for people who are HIV positive, PrEP helps to manage the illness and reduces the virus count in their blood until it is undetectable and therefore untraceable. The trial, investigating the logistics of making PrEP medication more widely available, is coming to a close later this year when its findings will be available. Anyone in Kent and Medway can access the online sexual health service. Order a free testing kit at www.kent.gov.uk/sexual health if you live in Kent, or www.cloverstreet.nhs.uk if you live in Medway. Testing kits are delivered to your address in discreet boxes. You complete the test at home, pop it in the post, and you will be contacted with your results. A snapshot of our year, 2019-20. We are outstanding, the third community trust in England to be rated outstanding. Our sexual health services and urgent and emergency care services were rated outstanding overall. Our budget for 2019-20 was £240 million. We had more than 2.2 million patient contacts. Our academy was officially opened by Chair of NHS Improvement, Baroness Dido Harding. The second cohort of nursing students started in February 2020. In the NHS staff survey, 70% of colleagues would recommend KCHFT as a place to work. Hashtag Beside You Kent and Medway was launched, which helps families with breastfeeding support and advice. We serve 3 million people, 1.5 million in Kent and 1.5 million outside Kent. We have more than 500 volunteers who support our services. Our South East Drivability Service joined forces with Fire and Rescue East Sussex to make sure more people are safe on the roads and in their homes. We now deliver the Healthy Teeth in Schools programme across all 77 nursery and primary schools in Tower Hamlets, London. Our mobile dental unit in London, treating patients in Tower Hamlets, Hackney and Newham, celebrated 1 year on the road. How are you going green? Be a part of the Trust's sustainability strategy. We're working hard to be greener. We have electric car charging points at two of our corporate sites and we have sustainability champions across the Trust. One new lifestyle advisors saw 2,597 new clients. Our health and wellbeing offer to colleagues continues to expand. Colleagues can now sign up to the KCHFT football team and we have more than 100 Time to Change champion colleagues. Our offices at Trinity House, Ashford were refurbished along with all 8 community hospitals, which were refreshed with dementia-friendly decor. Our quality improvement programme continues to grow. We have more than 138 projects with the aim of changing and improving ways of working. A single Kent and Medway clinical commissioning group was created on the 1st of April 2020. Our governors, elected by the local communities and colleagues, our public and staff governors, as well as our appointed governors, have a crucial role to play in making sure that you get the very best from your NHS and that your voice is heard. Lead Governor David Price reflects on a year that was anything but average. On behalf of myself and the governors at KCHFT, I would like to begin by thanking all the staff at KCHFT for their hard work during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. They reacted admirably to this unexpected event, which impacted the Trust to its core. I would also like to congratulate the Trust for achieving an outstanding rating following the Care Quality Commission's CQC inspection in the spring of 2019. Governors contributed to this achievement by carrying out service and site visits and by being interviewed by CQC inspectors. Finally, I would like to say a special thank you and goodbye to Sonia Big, Adult Services Staff Governor, and for the past 3 years Lead Governor, for her massive contribution to KCHFT staff, governors and members. My thanks also go to John Fletcher, Mary Straker and Joe Clifford, who in January finished their terms as public governors in Ashford, Canterbury and Shepway, respectively. Our governors in action. David said, during 2019-20, our governors continue to work hard to carry out diverse and vital duties on your behalf. In September, governors helped to plan and then welcome more than 80 people to our Let's Discuss Cancer event in Maidstone. This event brought together KCHFT and partner services, which provide support and advice to help people live well with cancer. People who attended heard about the help our Learning Disability Service gave Ellen when she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and from Kat, who was diagnosed with vulva cancer after a routine visit to our sexual health service. Ellen and Kat told the audience how cancer impacted their lives and how they continue to live well. The event was full and bustling and was due to be repeated in Canterbury in March, but was sadly postponed due to lockdown restrictions. In the autumn of 2019, a number of governors were part of the recruitment process that appointed our new non-executive directors, Paul Butler and Sola Afuape. Governors regularly meet with community service directors to receive updates on their services, such as TICC, Transforming Integrated Care in the Community, and Minor Injury Units. We also worked with clinical managers and colleagues to carry out a number of internal reviews of services and community hospitals. Governors, along with other volunteers, carried out annual patient-led assessments of the clinical environment, place, which look at matters such as signage and cleanliness. Following the CQC's inspection in the spring, we care visits continued. The reviews offer an excellent opportunity to make adjustments which improve the care experience of patients, clients, service users and their families. And finally, governors attended various meetings and events in their constituencies, including Summer Fates, Healthwatch Kent meetings and hospital patient experience groups. To wrap up, our governors had another busy year as they continue to offer their time and experience to make sure your voice is heard and respected and our services are the best they can be. Contact the Governor's Office on 07468 700220 or email kcht.governors@nhs.net. You can find out more information about the role governors play and being a member of our trust at www.kentcht.nhs.uk/governors. Governors work behind the scenes in various ways. We meet as full Council of Governors in public 4 times a year. We serve on committees of the Council. We get involved in Clinical Commissioning Group, CCG, and local GP patient experience groups. We make connections by meeting with other organisations which provide healthcare to local people. We take part in quality safety visits, covering a wide range of services to make sure the Trust is providing safe and quality services in an appropriate environment, in a caring and supportive way. Thank you. We hope we've captured everyone who played their part in supporting our staff, but if we haven't, please know we are incredibly grateful to you all. Our fundraisers: Sarah Appleby, Matthew Benson, Catherine Blackford, Megan Bracken, Helen Bradley, Josh Charteris, Dan and Luke, Amanda Dunn, Harry Durant, Simon Ebden, Damien Fawcett, Maya Phyllis, Danny Ford, Tom Foster, Matthew Friend, Damo Frith, Callum Giles, Paul Green, Abigail Amelie Hall, Ryan Hazel, Sally Heathfield, Gary Hickmott, Steve Jedrek, Jay King, Russell Lawrence, Jade Lee, Dion Locke, Daniel McKenzie, Mama's Little Lens Photography, Ian Marchant, Stacey Marsh, Liz Mason, Ryan McCormack, Christopher McGarry, Joseph McGookin, Maxine McInulty, Zumba Faramiri, MMS 360, Ronald Morton, Lynn Mullins, Josh Ollerenshaw, Poppy Parr, Liam Perryman, Oliver Pitt, Stuart Powell, Gemma Louise Press, Erin Savage, Lucy Shepherd, Nidhai Singh, Gemma Smith, Paula Smith, Gary South, Stave Audiovisual, Andrew Taylor, Rebecca Taylor, Bradley Wallage, and Donna Wright. Food, drink or goodies donations: Alcombe Valley Garden Centre, Avon Representative Michelle, Avon Representative Susan Springate and her lovely customers, Beeline, Body Shop and Jade Baines, Cake Hole, Canterbury High School, Chatham and Clarendon School Ramsgate, Church and Dwight, Co-op Mill Hill, DPS Fresh Produce Importer, Dunelm, EB Carpentry Services, Ellie Barclay, Faversham Rotary Club, Frank's Barbers, GlaxoSmithKline, Gold Property Developments, Holland & Barrett at Bluewater, Howden's in Sevenoaks, Kelowna Creativity, Kay's Kitchen, Larissa Harrison, Broadstairs, Maidstone Distillery, Marks & Spencer's, Morrison's, Pam Mission, Royal Mail Ashford, Shepherd Neame, Simon Langton's Girls' Grammar School, Tesco at Eureka Park, Ashford, The Salvation Army, Tina Hill, Tyson Foods, and Waitrose. Your guide to local minor injury units. We provide more than 60 services across Kent, East Sussex and London to keep you in the best of health. For many of our services, you will need a referral from a GP or other healthcare professional. However, there are services you can contact yourself. Here are some you might find useful. Minor Injuries Units, MIU, run by KCHFT. Cuts or bruises, strains or sprains, or possibly broken bones, you don't need an appointment to pop into one of our minor injury units. Some of our units treat minor illnesses too. Edenbridge and District War Memorial Hospital, Mill Hill, Edenbridge, TN8 5DA. Phone 01732 862 137. 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. every day of the year. Closed Christmas Day. X-ray 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Closed between 1 and 2 p.m. Gravesham Community Hospital, Bath Street, Gravesend, DA 11 0DG. Phone 01474 360816. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Royal Victoria Hospital, Folkestone, Radnor Park Avenue, Folkestone CT19 5BN. Phone 01303 852727. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Sevenoaks Hospital, Hospital Road, Sevenoaks, TN13 3PG. Phone 01732 470200. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays. Sheppey Community Hospital, Plover Road, Minster-on-Sea, ME12 3LT. Phone 01795 879 104. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day of the year, closed Christmas Day. X-ray 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays. Sittingbourne Memorial Hospital, Bell Road, Sittingbourne, ME10 4DT. Phone 01795 418 300. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday and Sundays, including bank holidays. Victoria Hospital, Deal, London Road, Deal, CT14 9UA. Phone 01304 865 437. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays. For more information about MIUs listed here, please visit www.kentcht.nhs.uk/MIU. Need waiting times for MIUs and A&Es in East Kent? Download Waitlist from the App Store or Google Play. For information about other health services, go to Health Help Now at www.healthhelpnow-nhs.net. If you need advice or treatment and don't know where to go, please phone 111 before visiting an accident and emergency centre. Your local pharmacist may also be able to advise. You can find details at www.nhs.uk. MIUs run by other providers include Canterbury, Kent and Canterbury Hospital, Ethelbert Road, Canterbury, CT1 3NG, phone 01227 766877, switchboard, www.ekhuft.nhs.uk, open 24 hours a day. X-ray 8am to 8pm, Monday to Friday, 8am to 4pm, Saturday and Sunday. Crowborough War Memorial Hospital, Southview Road, Crowborough TN6 1HB, phone 01892 603 602, www.sussexcommunity.nhs.uk, 8am to 8pm, last booking is at 7:45pm, every day of the year, closed Christmas Day. X-ray 9am to 4:15pm, Monday to Friday. Dover Buckland Hospital, Coombe Valley Road, Dover, CT17, 0HD, phone 01304 222 621. www.ekhuft.nhs.uk, 8am to 8pm every day of the year. X-ray 9am to 4:45pm, Monday to Friday. East Grinstead, Queen Victoria Hospital, Holt Road, East Grinstead, West Sussex, RH19 3DZ, switchboard 01342 414 000, www.qvh.nhs.uk, 8am to 8pm every day of the year. X-ray 9am to 5pm, Monday to Friday, 9am to 1pm Saturday and Sunday, and 10am to 1pm bank holidays. Faversham, Faversham Health Centre, Bank Street, Faversham, ME13 8QR, phone 01795 562 011, www.favershammedicalpractice.nhs.uk, 8am to 8pm every day of the year. X-ray 10am to 4pm, Monday to Friday. Gillingham, Balmoral Gardens Walking Centre, Balmoral Gardens, Gillingham, ME7 5LF, phone 01634 331177, www.medwayhealthcarecentre.nhs.uk, 8am to 8pm every day of the year, no X-ray service. Herne Bay, Queen Victoria Memorial Hospital, King Edward Avenue, Herne Bay, Kent, CT6 6EB, phone 01227 594 700, www.parksurgery.net, 8am to 8pm every day of the year, no X-ray service. Whitstable Estuary View Medical Centre, Borman Way, Whitstable, CT5 3SE, phone 01227 284309, www.whitstablemedicalpractice.co.uk, 8am to 8pm every day of the year, X-ray 8am to 8pm, Monday to Friday. MIUs operated by GPs include Ashford, Kingsnorth, Kingsnorth Medical Practice, Ashford Road, Kingsnorth, Ashford, TN23, 3ED, phone 01233 610 140, www.kingsnorthmedicalpractice.co.uk, 8am to 6:30pm, Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays. No X-ray service. Ashford, Willsborough, Willsborough Health Centre, Bentley Road, Willsborough, Ashford, TN24 0HZ, phone 01233 621626, www.willsboroughhealthcentre.co.uk, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m, Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays and weekends, and no X-ray service. Aylsham. Aylsham Medical Practice, Queen's Road, Aylsham, CT3 3BB. Phone 01304 840415. www.aylshammedicalpractice.co.uk, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m, Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays and weekends, and no X-ray service. Charing. Charing Practice, Surgery Close, Charing, Ashford, TN27 0AW. Phone 01233 714 490. www.charingpractice.co.uk, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m, Monday to Friday, closed bank holidays and weekends, and no X-ray service. Ham Street. Ham Street Surgery, Rookins Road, Ham Street, Ashford, TN26 2NJ. Phone 01233 730 190. www.hamstreetsurgery.com, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, Sunday, no X-ray service. Romney Marsh, Orchard House Surgery, Bleak Road, Lydd, Romney Marsh, TN29 9AE. Phone 01797 320307. www.orchardhousesurgery.nhs.uk, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m, Monday to Friday, closed weekends and bank holidays, no X-ray service. Tenterden, Ivy Court Surgery, Tenterden, TN30 6RB. Phone 01580 763 666. www.ivycourtsurgery.co.uk, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, Saturday to Sunday, no X-ray service. Woodchurch. Woodchurch Surgery, Front Road, Woodchurch, Ashford, TN26 3SF. Phone 01233 860 236. www.woodchurchsurgery.co.uk, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m, Monday to Friday, no X-ray service. Y Surgery, Oxenton Road, Y, TN25 5AY. Phone 01233 220 699. www.ysurgery.co.uk, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m, Monday to Friday, no X-ray service. Your Directory of Community Services. We provide more than 60 services to keep you in the best of health. For many of our services, you will need a referral from a GP or healthcare professional. However, there are services you can contact yourself. Here are some you might find useful. Children's Therapies. Physiotherapists, occupational therapists, speech and language therapists, special nurse advisors, key workers and therapy assistants who provide a specialist therapy service for disabled children from birth to 19 years old. You can find full details at www.kentcht.nhs.uk. Customer Care Team. If you have a comment, complaint or compliment, call the Customer Care Team. Phone 0300 123 1807. Text 07899 903 499. Email kcht.cct@nhs.net. Dental. General Dental Services provide a full range of NHS dental treatments for patients in a high street setting. Churchill Dental Practice, Ramsgate, and New Street Dental Practice, Sandwich. Phone 0300 303 4930. Falls Prevention, East Kent. 12-week prevention and assessment service for anyone at risk of falling or who has fallen. Folkestone and Ashford, phone 01303 854 488. Swale, Herne Bay and Whitstable, phone 01875 879 193. Thanet, phone 01843 254 134. Email kcht.fallskent@nhs.net. Kent Continence Service. Advice and support for anyone with bladder and bowel problems. Phone 0300 790 0310. Kent Continence Business Office Product Delivery Service. Phone 0300 123 1955. Or 0330 123 4459. Newborn Hearing Screening Programme. This service offers high quality newborn hearing screening and safe and effective assessment for babies in West Kent, Medway and Swale. Phone 0300 123 3071. Physiotherapy. In some areas you can contact the service direct. In others, you will need a referral. Call to find out more. Phone 0300 123 0854. Podiatry and Foot Care. Our podiatry team specialises in foot health, from common foot problems to more complicated conditions needing surgical correction. You need to be referred by a GP or healthcare professional. Phone 0300 123 6756. Toenail Cutting Service. Starting at £13 per session, we can cut your toenails for you. Ideal for people who find it hard to look after their feet and who are not entitled to this care through the NHS. Please book in advance. Phone 0300 123 1554. www.kentcht.nhs.uk/nails. Sexual health. Worried about symptoms, need contraception or just looking for advice? We run daytime and evening clinics with walk-in and appointment sessions. Services run across Kent. Please contact us for more information. Phone 0300 790 0245. Medway, KCHFT, medwaysexualhealth@nhs.net. Kent, kcht.sexualhealthservice@nhs.net. South East Drivability. Assessment and advice on driving, car adaptation and car choice for disabled drivers and passengers. Email kcht.sedrivability@nhs.net. Phone 0300 013 4886. Advice for carers. Carers Trust. National charity with a network of partner organisations providing services to carers. Phone 0844 800 4361. Web www.carers.org. Carers UK. Carers UK helps millions of people who look after an older, disabled or seriously ill family member or friend. Phone 0808 808 7777. Web www.carersuk.org. Carers Direct. Confidential information and advice for carers. Phone 0300 123 1053. Web www.nhs.uk/carers direct. East Kent Carers Consortium provides carer assessment and support services by identifying family carers and arranging for their needs to be assessed, working closely with Carers First and Involve Kent. Web www.eastkentcarers.org.uk. Kent County Council. Find out what help is available for carers. phone 0300 416161. For emergency support out of hours, phone 03000 419191. Web at www.kent.gov.uk. You can also find more help and advice on our website, www.kentcht.nhs.uk/carers. One New Kent. Free services by Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. As part of the One New Kent programme, we provide One New Lifestyle Advisors. Small changes can make a big difference, and we can support you to make the changes that will work for you. So whether you want to quit smoking, lose weight, or just generally feel better about life, we can help. One New Smoke Free. Most smokers want to quit, and if you're one of them, we can help. We have clinics and groups at times and days to suit most people. If you can't get to us, we can offer phone appointments or consultations via Skype. You can also get nicotine replacement therapy on prescription. One New Weight Loss, East Kent only. For healthy weight services in West Kent, contact your local borough council. If you want to lose weight and keep it off, you can join one of our One New Weight Loss groups. Sessions are free and cover healthy eating on a budget, portion control, food labelling and getting active. It's based on guidelines from the British Heart Foundation. One New Health Walks. Led by friendly volunteers, health walks are great for people who are recovering from illness or who need an extra bit of motivation to take exercise. They are fun, friendly and free. No need to book. NHS Health Checks. If you're aged 40 to 74, you could be eligible for a free NHS health check. Health checks take just 30 minutes and check your risk of developing heart disease, diabetes or kidney disease in the future. Speak to your GP or call 0300 123 1220 to find a clinic near you. We can also provide checks in the workplace. Email oneu.kent@nhs.net, www.oneukent.org.uk, because there's only one you. And that concludes the reading of this edition of Community Health, Caring for You Close to Home, provided by the Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust.